Well, Brazos Valley, you did it. You've made it to Friday. Man, you've been waiting all week to say that one. Howdy, howdy, friends. I'm meteorologist Kaylee Thomas alongside Max Crawford, and we are here with your Friday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. The weekend is in sight, and it's looking to be a real nice one. So let's not waste any more time and dive straight on into it. It is a busy weekend here in Aggieland. It is Parents Weekend, Family Weekend at Texas A&M University, and one big draw of family members to campus, especially over the last couple days and today, it's Ring Day. Thousands and thousands of Aggies are getting that piece of Aggie gold. And if that is you, congratulations. You have earned it. Enjoy it. Soak in all that lovely time, and you get some extra sunshine to let that Aggie gold sparkle a little bit extra today. Plenty, plenty, plenty of sunshine. And if you have an earlier time to snag that ring, maybe a little bit chilly. We're waking up sunrise temperatures in the low 50s and upper 40s, similar to how we started your Thursday. By the afternoon, temperatures back up to the upper 70s by lunchtime, looking at a high in the lower 80s. It's technically above average, but I don't think many of us are going to be complaining, as it'll still feel really, really nice. And like I said, mostly sunny skies, a light breeze, but honestly, one of the lighter breezes that we've seen this week as surface high pressure sits over top of us, kind of stifles that wind development. The same can't be said, though, as we head into the weekend, and we'll let Max Crawford take it from there.
We know the drill for spring. We get a couple of really nice days, and then things get, well, nyeh, and then there's the next storm chance. Well, there's kind of a lot of nyeh in the extended forecast. That high pressure that is essentially centered over the Brazos Valley this morning, well, that's going to move east and a little bit to the south, and it's going to strengthen a little bit over the next couple of days. What does that do for us? It makes us a little bit more humid once again. Gulf moisture builds and builds and builds, and that means overnight lows especially are going to come up. That's probably going to be one of the first things you notice. That may even bring us a little bit of fog as early as Saturday, and the wind will be blowing through the afternoon hours, especially on Saturday and Sunday and right on into next week. South winds anywhere from 10 to 15, some gusts up to 25 and 30 possible, especially on Saturday. So the weekend as a whole is still looking pretty good. It's a little bit unseasonably warm technically, but it's really not too abnormally warm. We're talking highs in the low 80s, anywhere from about 80 to 84 Saturday and Sunday. The really unseasonable air is probably going to wait until next week as morning lows hike up and afternoon highs do as well. But Kaylee, you have more on that in just a second.
This last week painted a very clear picture for us that we are in the spring months with storms and rounds of them that could become strong to severe. Tis the season. Storm Prediction Center does have their eyes on another storm system, but this time right now, their extended outlook does not include the Brazos Valley. It does include portions of the state of Texas, though. From their discussion, calls for a significant severe weather episode, possible late afternoon and evening on Monday. Again, of note, this does not include the Brazos Valley, but it's more areas up towards Dallas and points up to the north, especially centering along the Red River into portions of Oklahoma. Monday will be a day to stay weather aware if you have friends or family that live in that part of the state. Now, for us, we may catch the tail end of that system, maybe some showers, but not looking at a big significant storm risk for us as of right now. Stay tuned. We'll keep our eyes on data to make sure that doesn't change over the weekend. Now, while we're not looking at storms, we will have the moisture on hand. We talked about building humidity. That's just going to continue on as we get into early next week. Those winds are going to continue out of the south. The Gulf of Mexico is just giving us a big, deep exhale on top of the Brazos Valley and points up to the north as well. So if we can't manifest that as rainfall, it's just going to bring us some muggy, humid, sticky air mass to walk out to. And that is made even worse when you pair that humidity with temperatures that continue to climb as well. By the time we get to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, even closer to 90 degrees. So Next week looks to give us just a taste of that late spring, early summer-like feel. There's some chances for some spotty showers, but right now coverage doesn't look to be all that high. We'll call it 20% at its highest through about midweek. Next weekend we could see some rain, but again, that's a story for another pod. We'll keep our eyes on it.
Alrighty, I do believe that is going to do it for this week of Pinpoint Podcasting. As always, we sure do appreciate you trusting us as your source for weather, for eclipse stuff, all that. So hard to believe that that was even this week. It was a long week, y'all. We deserve a little bit of a break. Find a way to get outside and enjoy this weekend. Get all rested up, and we will see you for the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast starting bright and early on Monday. Let's make it a great weekend, y'all.